All right, this month we have been focusing on love is always the answer. And so the first week, Reverend Barbara talked about the love within ourselves. And last week we talked about the love within community. And today we get to talk about the love and forgiveness, that the two absolutely go together. Forgiveness is one of the toughest things you and I have to do on the planet. Agreed? Yeah. The minute I said the words, y'all got quiet. Forgiveness is such an interesting dynamic that really goes on. And I don't know what you're like, but oftentimes having the courage to forgive things and the courage to move forward in forgiveness is really challenging in all the things that we do. Because when life is happening to us, and we feel that it's happening to us, we oftentimes take things on. And not only do we take things on, we don't let things go. And so that powerful dynamic is an important spiritual tool that we're going to look at today. I love this. It says, forgive and forget. She says, I'm neither Jesus nor do I have Alzheimer's. To be able to forgive is oftentimes a tough thing. It's a tough thing. And to forget is even tougher. And so today we're not going to talk about forgetting. We're going to talk about how do we bring love to situations? How do we bring the love to the dynamic that you and I need to forgive? I love this. It says, oh, what we could do and be if we stopped carrying the remains of who we were. It is interesting how we continue to bring who we were. And where forgiveness is needed is precisely in that. You will notice that the things that you need to forgive in your life are always in the past. They're always in the past. And what we do is we bring them with us and we carry them and we proceed to go forward with them. And yet there is a power in you and I that doesn't need to carry it, that doesn't need to keep telling the same story. There is a power within you and I, that divine breath that you and I are breathing, that absolutely can give us what we need to let it go. Because that's really what we need, is that divine power to do it. You see, when you don't forgive, what's going on with the PowerPoint today? It's like wearing dark glasses that distorts everything you see. You also want everyone else to see it through these glasses. Forgiveness is taking those glasses off. So this morning, we're going to take a little journey. And I'm going to invite you to look at what glasses are you wearing and what are you telling the world through that view? And what are you telling yourself? What are we telling to society about our view? And really paying attention to what Denise powerfully saying. That really, if we would take the glasses off and we would look at what is actually between us, we would find love. We would find faith. We would find a power to really connect. Not forgiving someone is like not pulling a thorn out of your foot just because you weren't the one that put it there. How many limpers do we have with the thorns that you and I continue to walk with, failing to realize we could remove the thorn, failing to realize that we could let things go? What I've learned in my life is that pain will teach you a lesson. Pride won't let you learn. Holding on won't let you learn. Not letting something go won't help you learn. It will get you stuck. And there's some interesting things that happen in our body and in our soul when we get stuck. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison expecting the other person to die. And we do it every day. We blame other people. We blame our divorces. We blame our former spouses. We blame our bosses. We blame the childhood woes that you and I have carried forever. And what really happens is that you and I get to die by doing that instead of living, instead of being free. I wrote this in my journal many years ago. You have the power to be miserable the rest of your life Or you can say, I'm going to give myself permission to heal. You have to decide whether you're going to define a new relationship with yourself and remove the roadblocks that are blocking your path to living your best life. I wrote it when I was in seminary, Catholic seminary. And when I looked at what was going on in my life at the time is I had just gotten an evaluation from the faculty. And they told me what was wrong with me. Now I look back and think, if you want to evaluate someone, tell them what's right with them and make that grow. The power that you and I have to decide the best life we're going to live. So I have three areas that I want us to look at today. First one, there is a problem with storage. Do you know the fastest growing industry in the United States is storage? That's right. It is the number one fastest industry in the world. I think that says a lot about the American society on so many levels. The level I want to look at this morning is, what's in your storage? And I'm going to tell you what happens when you and I store. Secondly, what would it be like to have life on the other side of forgiveness? What would it feel like? And what would the universe deliver to you and I if we had the courage to get there? And last but not least, I'm going to invite us today to give ourselves permission to get to that other side, to be able to forgive. Here's the problem with storage. That is me. 1 year ago, today, sitting receiving chemo because my storage was full. You cannot take emotional baggage and store it in this container because it has no place to go but in your cells. It has no place to go except to express itself through our bodies. I cannot afford to store. I don't care what's happened to you. All I can tell you is a year ago when I was sitting there having chemo, I had to look at my life to say, what was I storing? Vivian Rice, who sits here every week, was the woman who had the courage to ask me about my storage. We can't afford it. We can't afford to build more storage. So whatever's going on in your life, whatever you have not forgiven, learn. You don't have to have cancer to figure it out. It was a gift for me. We carry all kinds of stuff with us. The baggage, our past, our expectations, others' mistakes, our filters, where we project it onto another person. The stories we make up out of our own pain. And yet we store it. We store it in the way we view life. We store it in our bodies. It's so interesting to me that one of the things that we are not doing so well in America with is dis-ease. Besides being the fattest people on the planet, we also have the most disease. For being the most progressive country in the world, and the issue is storage. The issue is what we are holding on to. The brain simply believes what you tell it the most. What have you been telling your brain? Because it is storing it and communicating it on a cellular level. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between an actual experience that produces an emotion and an emotion that you fabricate by thought alone. So the more you think something, the more your brain fabricates a reality of it, attracts stuff to it, tells your body about it. Because feelings are just visitors. Let them come and go. Most of us don't let them come and go. We set up an apartment for them. We have coffee with them or a cocktail. And we have this interesting dialogue that really goes on. Dr. Joe Dispenza, a wonderful man who is amazing because his own journey in a motorcycle accident left him absolutely unable to move with a spine that all the doctors told him would never be repaired. He had the courage to move beyond what the physical diagnosis was and began to do this emotional work. It led him into a whole new industry, and this man is walking around today in perfect health. It led him to study what goes on when you and I decide to store, when we rent a space in this vehicle. You see, when you think from your past memories, you can only create past experiences. We think somewhere between 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts in one day, and 90% of those thoughts are the exact same ones we had the day before. Have you not noticed this in your life? In your shower? In your quiet time? That story that you and I just keep telling over and over again. Because the moment you start feeling whole, your healing begins. And when you love yourself and you love all of life, you will create an energetic field. And now you're causing an effect. It's interesting because I made a choice when I was going through chemo not to allow any negative energy around me in the room. And so I surrounded myself with a God squad. And this is Denise and Christy. At Christmas time, every chemo I went, I took my picture in front of the Rocky Mountain Cancer Center with these crazy-looking outfits. And why would I do that? Because the moment you start feeling whole, your healing begins. And when you heal yourself and you love all of life, you create an atmosphere in an energetic field, and you're causing an effect. Wholeness. Forgiveness. Loving, accepting. 1 minute of anger weakens your immune system for 4 to 5 hours. 1 minute of laughter boosts your immune system for over 24 hours. We laughed a lot during chemo. And my immune system said hooray and yes. Friends, do not store. Laugh. Forgive. Let things go. The real difference between animals and ourselves is that although we both experience stress, humans re-experience and pre-experience traumatic situations. They end up living in our cells and in our emotional body. Radical Remission, powerful book. It talks about what goes on the cellular level when you decide to store. When you back your dump truck up and you dump it in, friends, it's a powerful lesson to learn. Don't learn it. Dump your truck somewhere else. Dump it into the hands of spirit that can handle it. Because what you are creating in your energetic field, what is it that needs to be cleared? And what could you replace it with? What if we replaced it with being energetic? What if we replaced it with love and with kindness? What if we recognize the space between us has nothing to do with parties or anything else? What if the space between us is love? What if that's the forgiveness that really needs to happen on the planet? What if all these lessons that you and I are learning at this moment is simply about love and forgiveness? What if that's what it's really about? Because I'm here to tell you it is. I'm standing proof of it. When you move out of that other stuff and you move into love, your outcome is wholeness. Your outcome is healing. Your outcome is feeling amazing. Think of it this way. The input remains the same, so the output has to remain the same. How then can you ever create anything new? You have to change the input. You have to clear out the storage. You have to open the door, and as crummy and smelly as it looks, you have to let it go. Second, if we did it, What might it look like? And what happens to the people who actually do it? Out of something so tragic, when forgiveness was applied, something beautiful came forth. It doesn't matter which spiritual path you walk. The Spirit of God that is within you and I has the capability to turn the most ugly into the most beautiful. So whatever you and I have been carrying, it turns into something beautiful. My cancer turned into something so beautiful that I could not even imagine. Whoever you are not forgiving at the moment, be it yourself or another or a situation, beauty longs to work its way through the ugly. When you are faced with terrible pain, your heart and your mind slam shut. Opening yourself up again is a choice in terms of how you contextualize what has happened to you. It allows you to say, I am willing to consider that there is another way to adjust. I am willing to consider that my life can go in a different direction. And the reason it can is because you and I are powerful enough to influence matter. Because at the most elementary level, you and I are energy consciousness. You and I are mindful matter. When you forgive and replace with love, a whole new world opens up. Your DNA opens up. Your heart opens up. You feel whole again. And it is possible. When the elevator of life is out of order, you'll have to use the stairs, one step at a time until you get to the higher floor. Heal what is in front of you. Deal with what's in front of you one step at a time. Last but not least, I'm going to invite you today to go ahead and give yourself permission to heal. And you may think it is not possible, and I'm here to tell you it is. There is nothing greater in life than God, Spirit, the breath that is in you and I that longs to express itself. And if you think you can't do it, I invite you to learn about a community that had the courage to do it. On October 2nd, 2006, a tragedy occurred in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Charles C. Roberts walked into an Amish schoolhouse armed with three guns and shot 10 young girls, killing five of them, including himself. In a suicide note, he wrote to his wife, Charles claimed that he had taken the lives of innocent children for something that was happening in his past. The couple's first child had died in 1997, just 20 minutes after she was born, 3 months prematurely. In some way, he felt like he was getting back at God for the loss that he had sustained, said Charles' wife in an interview with the Daily Press. Although Charles had committed this heinous crime, the Amish community and loved ones of the deceased demonstrated forgiveness. They attended Charles' funeral and comforted his widow. The mother of Charles recalled a powerful moment at her son's funeral. For the mother and father who had not just lost one but two daughters at the hand of our son, to come up and be the first ones to greet us just bursted my heart open. Is there anything in this life that we should not forgive? She then asked the Amish community, how is it they were able to forgive since their own little girls had been killed? An Amish man stood up, removed his hat, and said to the widow, The reason we are forgiving is that it is too hard to carry this luggage in our hearts and in our souls. To not forgive causes us not to be free to love. And it's the only reason we have been put here on earth. I remember that day. I remember that shooting, and I remember watching the view of the Amish. I remember it all. And I thought to myself, now there's holiness. Now there is where healing is going to happen. My friends, what funeral do you need to attend to go ahead and give yourself permission to heal? What is it? The minute you make the step, the minute you make the move, the universe rushes in with possibility and wholeness because it's too costly to carry it. It's too costly. Part of forgiving yourself is understanding that you don't have to be punished. Give yourself permission to let go of the pain. If you have a wounded heart, you can't give good and pure love to anyone else. To have the courage to do the work is half the battle. The universe meets you halfway. But it cannot get in if we don't go ahead and do it, if we don't make the move. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. The Amish community got that on a cellular level. They knew it was too costly to carry the hatred, to carry the hurt. My friends, it's too costly to do it. It's too costly to do it in the planet, and it's too costly to do it to yourselves. There's a reason the master teacher said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you must love your neighbor as yourself. Because when we do our work, it is easy to love the neighbor. It is easy to heal. In order to heal, we must first forgive. And sometimes the person we must forgive is ourselves. Letting it go. Forgiving others not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve peace. You deserve to breathe. You deserve to be whole. You deserve not to take on stuff in life. And once you let it go, you are free. Cancer has freed me. I don't give a crap anymore. I don't. I don't give a crap about the gossip. I don't care about any of it. I care about loving, and I care about spending time with my friends, and I care about loving you. And I care about building up a community that stands on the foundation of love. I'm not interested in the other stuff. I'm not interested in the stories that we tell. I'm interested in standing in authenticity, and I know you are as well. Our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, puts it so profoundly. Love is within us. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be ignored. To the extent that we abandon love, we feel it has abandoned us. Denying love is our only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. Through the power of love, we can let go of past history and begin again. Love heals, forgives, and makes us whole. To heal a wound, you need to stop touching it. Did you ever not hear your mother? When you had a Band-Aid or you picked at your scab, did you not do that as a kid? And some of you do it as an adult. You keep picking at that scab. And your mother was right. Leave it alone or it won't heal. How many of you heard your mama say that? Now say it with me. Leave that or it won't heal. Give it away. put it down. Stop picking at it. Come back to your true self, which is love. Vibrate there. Stay there. And watch how your body responds. Watch how your neighbors respond. Watch how the world responds. Are you ready to do it? Wow, all four of you. All right, the four of you join me in a private classroom, and the rest of you go on and live in your pain. Are you ready to do it?
Yes.
All right, close your eyes and your mouth. Close your eyes. Open your hands and put them on your lap. Take a breath with me. Let us go on this journey together. Sit comfortably. And as your eyes are closed, simply breathe effortlessly. Tell your mind and your body to relax. And breathe gently into the area of your heart. Now in your mind's eye, let yourself feel all the barriers you have erected and the emotions you have been carrying because you have not forgiven. Not forgiven yourself. Not forgiven others. Visualize what it is. Let yourself feel the pain of keeping your heart so closed. And instead, begin to breathe softly. Begin to ask and extend forgiveness. In your own heart, whisper, I am beginning to forgive. I am open to forgive. And there are many ways that you and I have hurt and harmed others. You may have betrayed or abandoned them and caused suffering, knowingly or unknowingly. And out of our pain, fear, and anger and confusion, we've carried that as well. Who is that? See the image of their face. Feel your own sorrow and regret. Sense that finally you can release this burden. And ask them right now for forgiveness. They are reaching out to you. Say and whisper in your heart, I'm asking for your forgiveness. Spirit reminds you and I, there is only love. Feel the power of yourself. Think of the ways that you have hurt and harmed yourself. Think of the ways you have betrayed or abandoned yourself through word, deed, knowingly or unknowingly. Let yourself feel the sorrow. And whisper in your heart for the ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, out of fame, fear, or confusion. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And Spirit says back,
there is only love. There is only love. There's a love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only
there are many ways that we have harmed others, harmed our world, abused or abandoned, knowingly or unknowingly. We've done it in word and thought and deed. Feel the sorrow carried. We can release this. We can open our hearts. Whisper in your heart, I now remember the many ways others have hurt or harmed me, wounded me, or I have wounded them. To those who have caused me harm, and to those whom I have harmed, I offer my forgiveness. I forgive you. For all the pain that we have experienced this morning, we release the anguish, let go of the anger, and we let go of the fear. Forgiveness cannot be forced, it cannot be artificially made. It can only happen through an open heart. Let go. Open your heart to each new moment. Allow it. Free it. Embrace it. On the beauty of this moment, there is nothing but God. That divine presence that lives, moves, and has its being through us. What I know is that I am one with that divine power. I know that every person sitting with an open heart this morning is one. So what I claim and know for us this day is there has a release that has been happening. We allow it to be. I claim for us this day that we have been forgiven. I know and express this day that we have been given forgiveness to give to others. We give it away. Whatever thought, whatever face, whatever experience has come up in our minds, Spirit, this day, coats it with the power of love, and we let it go. Whatever the struggle, whatever the story, whatever the pain, we give permission to take the step that is in front of us, to let it go, to enwrap love and forgiveness in all that we do. And so at this moment, we take a deep breath. We release that breath, reminding us that the power to do so is to take things in and then to release them. And we release them this morning. We release the pain, we release the lack of forgiveness, we release the fear, and we come back to our true self, which is wholeness, perfection, breathing easy, our cells celebrating wholeness. I claim and know that for us. I claim and know it for our world this day. I am just so grateful for this power, for this strength, to be able to say yes to forgiveness. So I release this unto the universal law, because I know that what we have just been through is already activating, demonstrating, and celebrating in our lives on every single level. I release it unto the universal law, because when I speak my word, the universe has no choice but to absolutely make it real. Join in that. Breathe in that. For Spirit has set us free. For we remember this day that Spirit has been there the whole time, breathing through us the entire time, wanting us to remember that we are the place where God lives, moves, and has its being. We allow it today. And so with one voice, we sing and affirm together.
I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives.
You are the place.
Moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives. Moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up.
And so it is. Wow. Take a breath. And now take out your wallet. The time where we get to circulate our good, where we really get to unleash it. So if your fear is around money, let it go. Let it go. And the universe fills that back in. So take your tithe and put it on your heart and let us pray our affirmation together. I joyfully celebrate the flow of God through me. I am grateful for receiving and giving to my spiritual community. I give thanks, always knowing God is my source, and so it is.